out and texting in. This one, Richard, is from Derek in South Wales. He says, could you ask Richard how he would feel if a man had made the same comments he made about Sean Massey to his daughter? I think he's of a sort of similar age to Sean.
I would be obviously very upset. It's a point very well made. I think I've addressed it. I said I'm sorry. It's not right. Shouldn't have happened.
Got one here from Debbie, obviously a woman, and she says, "Do you think broadcasters were right to sack Ron Atkinson and Rodney Marsh for their offensive remarks? If yes, why shouldn't they then sack you? If Sky haven't got the guts to sack you, should you then resign?"
Another point very well made, but I obviously can't offer an opinion on decisions that have been made about other individuals, only on my particular issue. And of course, that's a possibility. Both those things might be the case.
Well, what's been the reaction of the family? We talked about your daughter there.
Your sister defended you, didn't she? Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, but she did. She was on the radio defending you. But what has been the reaction?
Well, in many ways, Paul, you know, it's an irrelevance how we feel about this because that's not paramount. It's not important. What is important is that we try and get Sean Massey, to use a piece of sporting vernacular, a level playing field to continue her career on, which is why I said, please back off, leave her alone. This is not her fault. That others, we hope, find their way through. I mean, I've spent, to this point, an awful lot of time taking calls from the parents of different youngsters who have wanted an opportunity in this business. There's a lot of good, very good, female presenters out there who I've played a major part in getting a break in this country, and they know it. Gabby, Kelly Cates, whose dad called me right at the start of her career and said, can you help? Of course you can. You try to. Kirsty, Claire Tomlinson, who's very good at what she does, just to prove that I don't just help those of one particular gender. Alan Hansen, Alan Shearer.
How much support have you had from them? Because, I mean, that was something I was going to go on to. Your relationship with the presenting staff at Sky, probably in light of the Charlotte Jackson clip as well, is that going to be difficult? Is there going to be some sort of bridges to rebuild there, you think?
With Charlotte?
Well, yeah, initially. Well,
any
off the back, off the back of that
clip.
Yeah,
of course.
But, yeah, let's maybe deal specifically with that clip, which, you know, predominantly course, Andy's doing the talking.
Yeah, but that clip is, again, very selective. You know, Charlotte can handle herself.
But does that make it right?
I was just about to say, of course it doesn't make it right. Of course it doesn't make it right.
Because it is kind of, you can't speak on behalf of Andy, and we'll see what happens there, but it's a form of sexual bullying, isn't it?
Yes.
Two older men having a laugh with someone who's not as established at Sky as you are. Two very powerful people within an organisation that she works for.
Yes.
And that's why it's quite an uncomfortable watch, Richard.
Yes, I accept that. No argument.
I mean, there have been other...
By the way, at least they just spent Andy's name right. I've worked for Sky for 20 years and they just got mine wrong.
That was quite a shocker. They spelled keys with an extra E, didn't they? Which that does take some doing, I suppose, after all that time.
There have been accusations, sorry Paul, of bullying. I mean, you know, colleagues, younger colleagues. There's a story today about a runner being bullied about having chewing gum on his shoe. I mean, who knows if these things are true? But basically, there have been accusations.
I have absolutely no recollection whatsoever of anyone being bullied for having chewing gum on their shoe. I mean, these things, as I said to you earlier, these things tend to take on a life of their own. Everybody who's got anything to say at the moment is going to. I think we've helped. You know, it's the same as emails. Look, you've worked in the business long enough, like I have, to know that complainants generally get heard more than those wanting to congratulate you about what you've done. That's just a fact of life.
Sure.
So I imagine the weight of opinion is going to look as though that is the case on most matters that are controversial, and that probably is so here. But I accept that people have a right to voice their opinion. I accept that there are people who do not like what has been said and what has been done. I accept it was wrong. Please accept my apology in the manner in which it is offered, because there is no place, as I've said a number of times,